that we've spoken with Darlene Tanner, but in her capacity as a candidate for the Greens for Tāmaki Makaurau, it's right that we get to know her even better, and a chance today to do just that. Darlene, tēnā koe, it's me, Dale. Hi there. Kia ora.
Oh, kia ora, Dale.
So why Hekea Island is part of your hood, sis? Tell us why. So you've done a lot of mahi looking at issues pertaining to the protection of Te Taiao in and around Waiheke Island. What is it about that environment that you love so much? What's it given you, and why do you sense it's good fuel for the mahi ahead politically?
Well, you know, it doesn't really matter where I'm based. my mahi in the Taiao has taken me around Waiheke Island, but also up through to Taitokero. And in the last few years, particularly when I look at our, you know, Te Mauri o Te Moana and everything that's happening there, it's not even just around Aotearoa, but it's Putanoa. It's right out into Te Moana Nui Akiwa also. The mahi is really important for me because that's out on the Moana is where everything is happening, where our climate is changing. And because we've degraded the Mauri of our Moana so much, we're seeing, through overfishing, through pollution, through dumping, and that stuff's been done from out of Aotearoa, that it's becoming really a problem for us. So that's where my energy has been in the last few years, to campaign to stop all that mad stuff and work to ensure that our makairanga Māori is actually leading out on some of the on all of the protection that needs to happen, and regenerating of the power of our moana to hakapiki te Māori.
Tēnā koe. So there's a perception that the Greens are just that interested only in environment, but we know that there are some very positive and pro-social policies that are coming out from the Greens as well. For instance, Hoki Whenua Mai, ending poverty, yes, pledging to renters, cutting the housing waiting list. These are all societal issues that do need attention. And for you, while obviously environmental degradation is a compelling reason to get into the mix, these pro-social and often pro-Māori standpoints that the Greens have set a foundation on are also vital to improve our communities moving forward. What would you say of the latter?
Look, yeah, for sure, Dale. Look, we know as Māori, it's all connected. So what's happening out there in the Moana is affecting us here on the whenua. What's happening out there in the Taiao is affecting us as people. So we're all connected. We're all part of that. There's no separation. And the Green Party's always understood that. So while I may be mahi hard out in the Moana, others of us are mahi hard out on the whenua or in among our community. So it's all the same. And indeed, you know, the me hoki whenua mai, when I think about how the Green Party can benefit Māori in particular, well, you know, hashtag land back. So that's the first step that needs to happen. And the Green Party, while it's predominantly, well, I call it work it like a waka hauroa, me. You have tangata whenua, you have tangata tiriti, and we're working together. And we're honouring te tiriti o Waitangi and the aspirations of our tupuna to make that happen. We know that what is best for Māori is going to be best for everybody in Aotearoa. And we've just got that massive ally of tangata tiriti to help support us and back us up in that. So land back is a first step. And we know that when whenua comes back to Māori, we see our biodiversity in our ngahere improve. We also see things like, the economy for our people working. And a case in point, I guess, is Ihu Mātau. That hit the press, some time ago now. We know that the Crown has brought that whenua back. What is interesting is the Crown still has not returned the whenua back to Māori. there, but we know that since they've been there, I think 3 years ago, they had something like two people that they could pay full-time to work out there, and now they're looking at taking on around 30-plus people full-time to work out there. So economically, there are big pluses for our people when we get our whenua back. And, you know, with more people working, that means more in warm, affordable homes. That means, you know, more puti you can afford to go and, you know, go to the doctors, the dentists, all those kind of things. And those are just very basic. So for us in the Green Party, just like in Te Ao Māori, there is no separation between Te Ao and the wealth of Te Ao and the wealth of our people.
Tēnā koe. Can we talk for a moment about campaigning style? Marama D has sat there in this arrangement that sees Batane and Wahine representing as leaders of the party, and the merging of green and brown ambition is also intriguing in its own right. But as far as Tuakana, well, you know, the work of Metiria and now of Marama, does it give you some confidence that you can still stand proudly as Māori and get into this political space? Not all people who work in environmental issues have political ambition, Darlene. So what would you say of those two wahine Māori who have been very prominent in green politics across the decades now as an inspiration to what you may hope to achieve yourself politically?
Oh, look, I don't, you know, first off, I don't know that it's so much about political ambition. It's just about, you know, mahi a te mahi. And not everybody feels comfortable in those political spaces. And indeed, we've seen what's been happening, you know, for a long, long time to so many of our wahine Māori and Metiria Ture certainly, and even Kiri Tapu Allen most recently, Elizabeth Kerikeri, another one. So, you know, I don't know anybody who wants to go into those spaces which are really toxic like that. But it is about we recognise the need and we need our people in there, so that's where we go to, and it's the same for me as well. I'd much rather be working in my mara kai or my mahinga kai in the moana than doing this, but I have the skill sets to achieve in those spaces, having the background that I do. So I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid because we do have some amazing Māori tangata who have been there, who have forged the path, who have created the possibilities and demonstrated the possibilities for Māori to stand up and be unapologetic in their stance politically. So, yeah, Tuakana tēnā, heart out. And within the Green Party, I see that absolutely with Marama, but I see that also in among my own peers, Huhana Linden, standing for Te Tai Tokero. Te Ano Tuiono is also there, and we've got our Pasifika whanaunga Efeso Collins also standing tall. When I look across the, let's say, the top 20 of our Green Party candidates on the list, it's looking really staunch and diverse. We've got, I think, about 8 Māori in that top 20 from all over Aotearoa. So, you know, the prospect of going in as a rōpū, it's not just a job for one person, it's a job for a collective, and that's how we stand within the Green Party. I'm not afraid at all about going into those spaces to support our people, to be the voice for our people, and also to āwhina, tautoko each other.
Well, it's going to be an intriguing battle for Tāmaki Makaurau, but you're able to table the Green Party's kaupapa. Very interesting portfolio of ideas that have been released already, but it needs someone to speak to them. And you seem well positioned to do just that, Darlene. I guess you and I are going to be having many conversations as we lead up to October, and it's something I'm looking forward to very much.
Thank you, Dale. Do I have time for a quick pānui, please?
Go for it.
mean. I've got two, actually. One is every Monday night, 6:30 to 7:30, we have what we call our Auntie Chit Chat on Facebook Live. It's rolling off of my page, Darlene Tanapo Tamaki Makaurau. We're bringing together a few of us candidates from Tamaki Makaurau to Taitokerau, and we're bringing in Manuhiri special guest panelists to talk about, you know, how, for example, tonight, how the housing policy that we've proposed is going to land for whānau, and we hear from, you know, we hear from those whānau responses to it. And it's just a yarn, a kōrero chit-chat that we're having for an hour on Facebook Live. The second pānui I have is around an invasive seaweed, which is affecting a lot of our people on Te Tairāwhiti. We're having some wānanga hui starting up in Waitangi this Saturday. There will be another one in Tamaki Makaurau on Monday. It's really important that we get our marae, our hapū, our iwi aware of what kalerpa is. It is actually suffocating our kaimoana, and we saw it first out at Altea a few years ago, and NPI just sat back and watched. Now that invasive weed species is, we've just found it on the inner Hauraki Gulf, Tikapa Moana, it's going to become really an issue for us. And, you know, together with the Green Party, we're really supporting Māori to lead out on the responses to this. So those wānanga hui are starting the Saturday up in Waitangi, as I said.
Well, tēnā koe. You speak French?
Yeah, I do.
How come?
Well, I lived in Brussels for 20 years, Ehua, so if you wanna find out all the good jokes, you better learn it all. So, yeah, you know, for me, and you know, so, yeah, I speak French, I speak Dutch, my mother-in-law is Danish, so I better blim and learn that too. But, you know, te reo Māori, it's what I say to all of our Pākehā mates or our non-Māori mates, man, learn the reo, you learn all the good jokes, And we'll get along just fine.
Well, it's been neat to have another kōrero with you, and the first, well, not the first, but one of many that we need to have so that our people can go into the booth and feel confident about who they are supporting or otherwise. Darlene Tanner is standing for Te Rōpū Kākāriki, the Greens. She's standing in Tamaki Makaurau and is a welcome guest on Pāke Waha. I look forward to our next kōrero. Thanks to Hine. Kia ora, darling.
Kia ora, Ewa.
Kia ora, ngā mihi.